It's Friday, the 28th of February, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. The memorial service for the late founding father, Dr. Sam Nyoma, have officially commenced. Attendees include members of the diplomatic corps, the Namibian Defence Force, government officials, dignitaries from various countries, and the Nyoma family. Future Media's Angie Scholtz is at the Independence Stadium.
The final memorial service has just begun, where members of the public are gathered in the stadium. The stadium is filled with many mourners wanting to say their last goodbyes to our late founding father, Dr. Sam Nyoma. We have seen the likes of former president of South Africa, Thabo Mbeki. More dignitaries are arriving, but we'll keep you updated. I'm Angie Scholtz reporting for Future Media News, Independence Stadium.
The Supreme Court has dismissed Dr. Panduleni Tula's challenge to the 2024 presidential election results confirming Netumbo Nandi Ndaitwa's victory. Chief Justice Peter Chivute upheld the fairness and legality of the election, rejecting attempts by the Independent Patriots for Change and the Landless People's Movement to overturn the outcome. Announced at 10 a.m. this morning, the ruling is a major victory for the SWAPO party and concludes a high-profile legal battle. Here is Dr. Itula speaking with News on One's Eric Mahunduru following the verdict.
I'm absolutely delighted. We need to understand that as a democratic institution, democratic country, we believe in the rule of law. We were aggrieved by the conduct that we, in our interpretation, found not to be relevant in the conduct of elections. And the Honorable Court assessed the situation and made their judgment. In the eyes of the court, that remedy is to say that the conduct of the ECN and that of the president, in their eyes and their interpretation of the laws, were within their powers. And we, as a political party registered is according to that to save the Namibian people, will continue to do that. It's an unfortunate day. It's a day that we have to think about our departed dear leader, founder of this republic. And our concentrations today as Namibians must be on that.
South Africa's cabinet is monitoring an outbreak of hand, foot and mouth disease in KwaZulu-Natal and the Eastern Cape. The highly contagious viral infection, which spreads quickly among children, causes flu-like symptoms, painful blisters and swollen hands. Minister in the Presidency, Kumbudzo Ntshavheni.
A number of cases of the extremely contagious viral infection were detected in several primary schools and daycare centers in the two provinces. School principals are urged to conduct daily assessment in schools to detect and report HFMD cases as guided by the Department of Health.
From elsewhere, defense authorities in Nigeria say the withdrawal of some countries from West Africa's regional bloc, ECOWAS, has disrupted security operations in that region. Tese Makende reports from Jos.
Chief of Nigeria's Air Staff Hassan Abubakar says terrorists operating in the region apart from civilians have also been attacking military personnel. Last month, ECOWAS recognized the exit of Mali, Burkina Faso and Niger Republic from the bloc after a one-year notice. Nigerian senior military officials say there are plans by Chad to also pull out of the region's multinational joint task force. But ECOWAS says it will continue to make efforts on having the countries back on the block. It says only a collective approach against security threats will guarantee success.
And Beijing has threatened to hit back at President Donald Trump's threat to slap an extra 10% duty on Chinese imports.
The fresh tariffs are in retaliation for China's alleged role in the flow of the drug fentanyl into America and would coincide with the start of China's annual parliamentary meetings on March 4th. This is when Beijing will unveil its economic priorities for the year. China has defended its record on fighting drug trafficking, with a Commerce Ministry spokesman saying China's anti-drug policy is among the strictest in the world. A spokesman said China wanted to return to negotiations with the U.S. as soon as possible, but if the U.S. insists on having its own way, China will counter with all necessary measures to defend its legitimate rights and interests. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.